And topic tonight is how to pray for your pastor. One of my children asked me, "What are you preaching on tonight?" I said, "Well, really, we're gonna have some looking at God's word and then praying for our pastor." And this child asked me, "So, are we doing this because pastor is gone?" I said, "Well, I guess. I mean, it'd be a little more awkward if you're sitting right there, you know. Guys, come up here and pray for him." So. Some may say, "Well, you're a pastor too," and okay, sure, if you want to pray for me too, that's great, but I believe God has raised up our pastor as our leader, the one who answers to God directly for this flock, and so I want to encourage us, and I'm going to have you write these passages down. We're not just going to pray, we're going to look at passages, but I want you to take these are just some passages you could pray for your pastor. If you start setting this out, there's lots of things. There's things we all need to pray for ourselves, so these aren't just specific to pastors. But as I thought of it tonight, how can we pray? We want to pray the Bible. We want to pray what the Scripture says for our pastor. So in no particular order, and if there's a verse that's not on here, it's not because I don't think we ought to pray that for our pastor. These are just ones that I picked out, and we're going to try to be sensitive with time here tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read passages. So start with Joshua 1:9. I'm going to read the passage. I'm going to go ahead and have Brother Tom go ahead and come to the platform if you would to be ready. Brother Tom's going to pray this for us in just a moment. This is how we'll do it. I'll read a passage. We'll talk about it for a minute. And then one of our men will pray for our pastor. Joshua 1:9, many of you know this. We've been memorizing this recently. If you're there, if not, you can go ahead and listen as I read Joshua 1:9. "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." And it's fascinating to read from verse 6 to verse 9. Again and again and again, God says, be strong, be of good courage, don't be afraid, be courageous, be strong and very courageous, don't be afraid, be courageous, be strong. Why do you think God needed to say that so many times? Because Joshua was leading millions of people, and he was leading them into unknown territory, people who were not used to war, people who had to conquer this promised land. There was all kinds of trouble ahead. And yet God says, be strong, be courageous. Now, we don't have millions of people here, right? And we don't have, hopefully, a great promised land we're conquering. But there is a spiritual warfare that we're in, and our pastor is in that. And so I've asked Brother Tom to come and pray tonight for strength and for courage, that God would give our pastor boldness, courage, strength to face the different challenges. So if you're taking notes there, write down Joshua 1:9, pray for strength and courage. And Brother Tom's going to come here, and he's going to pray this for us tonight.
Father, tonight as we pray, we just pray your hand upon Pastor Boffman, Lord, and just the things that he faces day in and day out leading this flock, the flock that you've given him, Lord, and how we just pray that as your word states, that he would be strong and of good courage, Lord, and we pray that he wouldn't shrink away from even times when he might have to confront, Lord, and we just ask that you just lead him and guide him in all these things, and we just love and appreciate our pastor so much and just pray your special blessings upon him and his family, Lord. And words often fail, how we can even adequately express just how much we love and appreciate them. And we just pray this passage, Lord, and ask that you'd have your hand on his life and just gird him up for each and every decision that he has to make and lead and guide and direct as you see fit, Lord. And we just ask all this in your son's most precious holy name. Amen.
As Brother Brent Wigington comes, he'll be praying next. We're going to turn to Galatians 6:9. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Paul is talking to some believers who could easily get tired. They could get weary. They were facing challenges. He talked to them about bearing burdens, and then he talks about how every man is bearing his own burden. Then he comes down into verse 9, and he talks to tired people. Verse 9 of Galatians 6, he says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season," or the right time, in harvest time, "we shall reap if we faint not." You ever get tired, even from doing good things? Now, sometimes you get tired from not doing the right thing, but even from doing what you should do, from honoring God, from working hard for Him, it gets tiresome. And Paul is saying that to these believers. He says, hey, you're doing right, you're doing good things, and I know you're tired, but don't grow weary. We can pray this for each other. We can pray this for our pastor, for renewed energy, for endurance, for refusal to quit. Now, are there times for rest? Are there times for recharging? Absolutely. But we cannot quit. We cannot go backwards. We cannot walk away from what God has given. We want to continue to push forward into what God has given. And so tonight, I've asked Brother Brent to come, and he's going to pray for our pastor for renewed energy, for endurance, that God would help him to continue to not faint.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done. We thank you for the pastor that you've given to us, and we just thank you that he is sowing good seed for us and for your work and through us and to us. And we just pray for him that he would not grow weary, that you would just continue to give him the energy that he needs and the willpower that only you can give. We know that you're doing a work, and you've promised your work will not return void. And we just pray that you would give him the endurance and the strength that he needs to continue to do what you've called him to do, what he knows you've called him to do. And we know that in due season, we will reap the benefits of your word being sown in our hearts and our lives through him. And we just pray for strength for him and for his family. And we just thank you for him. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I just remembered I didn't give my disclaimer. I was supposed to give my disclaimer. I got on Brother Ward saying we don't pray at people, right? We don't try to get other people in trouble by our prayers. This is not me praying at pastor, okay? This isn't me saying, this is what I've seen in pastor. No, that's not it. These are just biblical prayers of things we want to pray for our pastor. So please, if you're trying to read a hidden meaning into this, that is not there. So there's my disclaimer. Next one we're going to look at is wisdom. We've looked at courage and strength. We've looked at renewed energy. We're going to look at wisdom. James 1, 5. James 1, 5. Brother Walton's coming. We're going to look at this passage briefly. It says, if any of you lack wisdom. You ever feel like you're in that category? That you lack wisdom? I feel that way all the time. But there's good news for you and for me, for all of us. It says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. We're reminded here that we lack wisdom. You could actually change it instead of saying, if any man lack wisdom, you could change it to, since all men lack wisdom, we ought to ask of God, because he gives willingly. He doesn't give stingily. He doesn't embarrass us about it and say, no, you asked last week. No, he gives freely, without holding back, and he gives it completely. Verse 6 goes on to say that we shouldn't doubt once we've asked that God will give wisdom. And when I think of what a pastor needs, I know for sure this is one of those things. Our pastor needs wisdom. So if you'd write that down, James 1, 5, pray that for our pastor, that God would give him wisdom. And Brother Walton's going to come and lead us corporately as we pray together for our pastor.
Father, we are thankful that you have blessed our church with a wise leader, that you've blessed our church with wise leadership through years, and not just our pastor, but those who labor with him, and we've known your blessing in that way. And it's our prayer that you would give that wisdom to pastor in the days ahead. Your wisdom for the direction of this ministry and those things that we should do and those ministries that we should pursue. We pray for your wisdom for him regarding the issues of our day as we face those things that would divide Christians, sometimes those things that should divide us from those who don't pursue truth. And the great difficulty in sometimes determining what those issues are. And so we pray for your wisdom for him on the issues of our day. And then, God, I pray for your wisdom for him, for the family and personal needs of people in our church. Many of us have come to Pastor and Vicki and asked for their help and asked for their counsel. And we pray that day by day you would give him wisdom to advise us, counsel us, direct us. Thank you for his love for us, and we ask that you would richly bless him with wisdom for our needs. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. And as Brother Don is coming up next, we're going to look at John 13, 34 through 35. We're going to pray about love for others. You say, well, come on, he's a pastor. Obviously, he has love for others. But the truth is, all of us need to grow in this love. We need to get it from God. This is not a human ability. You look at John 13, then verse 34 through 35, this is Jesus' commandment. There's so many other places we could go to talk about love, godly love, but this is just one passage tonight for the sake of time. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. That's a pretty high demand, isn't it? To love other people the way Jesus has loved us. And look at verse 35. By this, by our love, shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Love for the brethren is a mark of the believer. A mark that you know God is that you love other people who follow Jesus Christ. And so we're going to pray tonight, and Brother Don's going to come and lead us, that God would continue to grow all of us, but in this case, praying specifically for our pastor, that he would continue to grow in his love, that God would give him that supernatural enablement to love all those that come across his path. And pray along with our brother as he leads us tonight.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are perfect in your love. We thank you for agape love. And I thank you, Lord, for our pastor. And I pray that you would help him to have that agape love that you have given us. Lord, I know that he loves the flock here. We have seen him in how he and Vicki have worked in and through so many in this church. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help him, as we have already talked about, when he gets weary, Lord, that you would help him to remember all about giving love to those around him. And I pray, Lord, conversely, that you would help us to love him. Lord, with that example that you've given to us through your word, and then that you've shown Pastor, Lord, and that he has shown us, Lord, that we would in turn love him the way you would have us to love him, to love each other. And I just pray, Lord, for your strength and your encouragement as we love him. We just thank you for our pastor and ask your blessing on him in Jesus' name.
All right, well, I have a good number more, but y'all won't be mad at me if we just do one more, will you? I've got my notes here. If y'all really want to know the rest of them, I don't want to hold y'all too long. So I'm resolved. Sorry, other men that I asked. Y'all can pray privately, and that's okay. We're just going to do one more here tonight, and it's so hard to pick. But I'm going to ask Brother Dave Snyder if you would come, and he'll do our final one here. We're going to pray for opportunity and clarity to speak God's truth. Let's turn briefly to Colossians 4, 2 to 4. And I try to do these quickly, but we'll get through what we can. Just briefly touching Colossians 4, 2 to 4. Praying for opportunity and clarity in presenting God's word. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Withal, praying for also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. I'm going to say an opportunity to speak. That's my wording. To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest or obvious as I ought to speak. Paul says, pray for opportunities and pray that once I get the opportunity, I'll speak clearly. Maybe you find yourself praying, God, give me an opportunity. And then God gives you an opportunity. And you go, I just blew the opportunity. So we need not just opportunities, we need clarity. We need utterance. This is the ability to speak, that God would let us speak something that makes sense and speak to hearts. We need to speak His word to people, not just our words. And so we're going to pray tonight, and Brother Snyder is going to pray and close us out after that. Brother Corey will come and lead us in song. We're going to pray for our pastor that God would give him opportunity and clarity with the folks out there and then the folks in here. There's so many times when we're not sure of the right time. Is this the right time to speak into this person's life? But let's pray for these things for ourselves. Let's pray also for our pastor tonight. Opportunity and clarity. And that reference again is Colossians 4, 2-4. Brother Dave, would you come? He'll pray for us. And after that, Brother Corey will come and close our service with a song tonight.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our pastor. Thank you for his family. And as we pray very particularly at this time, that you would help pastor, that you would give him that opportunity to speak the mystery of Christ. As was mentioned, first of all, as he is out and about personally, but particularly as pastor of Stanley Heights Baptist Church, there are people that he comes in contact with, I'm sure, regularly. And Lord, as he comes in contact with them, allow him to have that opportunity, to take that opportunity and be able to speak clearly concerning you and the way of salvation. And Lord, as I pray that not only for our pastor, but every single one of us as well. Lord, help us not to miss the opportunities that you give to us. Help us not to quench the spirit. But Lord, help us to be very faithful to do exactly what it is that you lay on our hearts. And then also I pray for our pastor as he does have opportunity every week to stand in this pulpit and to preach your word. Lord, help him to make it very clear and very relevant. As I think about the many people in our world today as they come here to church, many of them seeking you, and they don't even know that they're seeking you, but they're seeking something. They know that there's something beyond this world and this life. Lord, in advance.